This is Ada Davins, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Historically, windbreaks have been planted for a variety of reasons. Some were planted as landscaping by settlers who missed the forests of their previous homes. Others were planted as winter protection for homes and livestock. Windbreaks were also established to reduce wind erosion during the Dust Bowl era, when more than 3,500 miles of tree rows were planted. An important yet often overlooked benefit of windbreaks is wildlife habitat. Windbreaks provide essential woody cover, especially in areas where no native woodlands exist. Wildlife have three essential needs for survival: food, water, and cover. A windbreak supplies cover. Cover is necessary for nesting, birthing, escape, and protection from the elements. Well-designed windbreaks provide a variety of habitat benefits and can create travel corridors to link wooded areas together. Permanent homes for wildlife can be created when locating the planting adjacent to a water source, such as a pond. If the purpose of a windbreak is to protect a large spectrum of wildlife, a multi-row planting consisting of evergreens, shrubs, and tall, deciduous trees will provide permanent homes for many species of wildlife. However, if upland game birds are the desired species, then do not include tall, deciduous trees in the planting design, as hawks and owls will use them as perches to look for prey and deter upland game birds. The area adjacent to the windbreak can also be used to further wildlife habitat enhancement. This can be achieved by planting a strip of native grass, a green strip, or food plots. The best wildlife benefits are realized when windbreaks are planted in an east-west direction. During winter months, direct sunlight is available on southern rows throughout the day, where wind protection is also the greatest. Successful establishment of a windbreak involves proper site preparation, good planting procedures, weed control, and supplemental watering when needed. Managing established windbreaks includes protection from wildlife and livestock. Livestock should never be permitted in a windbreak, as they can physically damage trees and shrubs and compact the soil, which will result in poor tree health. A firebreak around a windbreak helps provide protection from wildlife as well. Older windbreaks require maintenance to keep them healthy and functional. Removing some of the trees and/or adding new plantings may be necessary. Thinning reduces the competition between trees, providing for increased longevity. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Ada Davins with your K-State Research and Extension Report.